Okay. How can it be so many years since Brian Hopton came up with the concept of the Sparkinson interviews? For those of us involved, they seem to have been almost a constant part of our lives ever since. Firstly, the title. The TARS Southern Region were organising the international AGM at the University of Southampton, where our resident host was to be Brian Sparks, Professor of Classical Archaeology. At the time, Michael Parkinson had been broadcasting a very long series of interviews on BBC television. The conjunction of the names was entirely appropriate to our art playwright Hopton, especially as Brian Sparks was also the public orator of the university. The interviews were to be on the radio, so those taking part were expected to be well-dressed. This is the British Broadcasting Corporation, don't forget. Although Brian Hopton wrote most of the scripts, as before on other ventures, he asked Jill Goulder and me to add our parts from our knowledge and experience of things, such as boat race nights. Jill played both Mrs. Blackett and Missy Lee, the latter virtually unrecognizable from the former. Diana Sparks played not only the great aunt, but also the piano, when she treated us to a piece of Chaminade, which she had made the Amazons learn. Coincidentally, as today was the women's final at Wimbledon, it was revealed during the interview that Miss Mariah Turner had been a Wimbledon junior at tennis many years before. Brian and Diana are very pleased to learn that Sparkinson is still abroad. We did ask if he would like to reprise his role, but he declined, citing age. Why? He's only 90. As we perform, they will be whipping their way through Saturday's Times Latin crossword. And the instigator, Brian Hopton? He first appeared in the originals as Too Low, Missy Lee's fiendish bodyguard and warm-up man. Not so much Fu Manchu on steroids, but rather Charlie Chan on paracetamol. He was last seen lurking inscrutably at the New Forest International AGM, but perhaps he might have sent his equally fiendish brother, Lo Min Sing. Incidentally, how times change. The end of the Oxford Literary Weekend was on the day of the boat race, and Oxford won. When my family and I went out to dine that evening, there was not a sign of celebration in the whole place. Several people with whom we spoke had no idea that the race had been on. Policemen's helmets were entirely safe. James Turner, Bertie Wooster, and I would have had to apply to a fellow Oxonian, Inspector Morse, to borrow a few from the police station. And now let us hand over to the first of our three Sparkinsons.
That's great, Bill. Thank you very much.
Okay.